So what? Demographic collapse of native Britons shrugged off by top Tory. By Kurt Zindelka on November 30, 2022. One of the leading figures over the past decade of Tory rule, former Health Secretary Sajid Javid shrugged off concerns over the massive demographic changes happening to Britain, mockingly questioning "so what?" in response to a video from Brexit leader Nigel Farage. Sajid Javid, who has served in multiple top positions in government including as Chancellor of the Exchequer, Health Secretary during the Chinese coronavirus crisis, and also as Home Secretary, the cabinet post tasked with controlling immigration, has derided concerns over the policies of mass migration he, in part, presided over. Following the release of the census on Tuesday, Brexit champ Nigel Farage commented in a video on social media that the figures demonstrated massive demographic changes taking place in our country. There is a massive change in the identity of this country that is taking place through immigration. Noting that Birmingham, London and Manchester are all now minority-majority cities in which the native British population is outweighed by people from other ethnicities. The once-in-a-decade census also revealed that the percentage of native Britons in England and Wales had fallen below 75%. Mr. Farage went on to say that more significantly for the country as a whole, it shows that only 46% now identify as Christian. There is a massive change in the identity of this country that is taking place. In response to Farage's video, the Tory Member of Parliament for Bromsgrove, who was born in multicultural Rochdale to a family of British Pakistani Muslims, responded to the video by responding simply, "So what?" In a reply to Mr. Javid's dismissive post, mixed-race Anglican deacon and GB News host Calvin Robinson said, "Labour will call you a racist for caring. Tories don't even pretend to care. The English are becoming a minority in English cities. Multiculturalism doesn't work. That's not to suggest we can't be a multi-ethnic society, but English language and culture has to take precedence." While conservative governments dating back to David Cameron have all paid lip service to reducing the number of migrants coming into the country, promising to reduce net migration in the 2010, 2015, 2017, and 2019 elections, the considerable numbers of foreigners entering the country has only continued to grow under Tory rule. Indeed, net migration hit its highest level in history this year, nearly doubling the peak seen under the left-wing Labour administration of Tony Blair, who first opened up the country to mass migration. Despite promising to take back control of the nation's borders, the foreign-born population rose from around 7.5 million a decade ago to around 10.4 million today, or more than one-sixth of the population. The record highs in both illegal migration and legal net migration came in large part as a result of Boris Johnson's post-Brexit immigration system, which opened the gates to millions of more foreigners than before leaving the European Union. Although Prime Minister Rishi Sunak claimed during the summer leadership campaign to want to see migration reduced, it appears that the government is content with continued waves of migration to supposedly spur economic growth. Others have noted, however, that while GDP may increase due to immigration, this doesn't count where it matters to most, on a per capita basis. While big corporations may see their stock prices increase, many Britons are left worse off economically in terms of wages lost and higher living expenses. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.